You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know, I don't want to hear anyone complain about it if and when it happens. It should be Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama, Georgia in the semifinal round. And it's the greatest semifinal round ever in anything.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The competition's every 4 years. It's incredibly random. And yet, despite that, you could bank on the fact that Lewandowski would get a really good chance to score a goal and Memo Ochoa would make a crazy save. You could bank on those two things with those two players and their history in the World Cup.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Ton of soccer on the show today. The United States advancing to the round of 16. Give you our initial thoughts on the opening markets for the USA and Netherlands coming up on Saturday morning. Thoughts on England and Senegal coming up on Sunday. We will give you all our bets for tomorrow's, Wednesday's World Cup action coming up in the Power Hour, final hour of the show, along with all our bets for the NBA and the National Hockey League for tonight. We still got to finish our handicap for week 13 in the NFL. P squared, B squared is on the way. Golf bets with Jason Sobel from the Action Network 40 minutes from now. But joining us right now to kick off this terrific Football Tuesday, hour number three, is our good friend Adam Chernoff from the Simple Handicap Podcast, which is an awesome NFL betting podcast that we encourage all our listeners and viewers to check out. Chern joins us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Chern is on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. Chern, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. How did week 12 in the NFL treat you, my friend?
Split right down the middle. And Nick, I shared in your pain. I was following the tweets as the Browns methodically drove down the field the last few minutes there, and Njoku made that ridiculous one-handed catch on fourth down to break the hearts there at Bucks backers. So that was a tough one, but got out split and lost some juice.
Adam, any thoughts for you yet on Thursday night? I've led with this with both the NFL guests we've had so far this week, just because it's been really rare this year that we get a Thursday night game that's like really worth digging into and talking about.
That's right.
And the market for this game has been very interesting. The movement in this game has been very interesting. So Bills at the Patriots. Bills open about a 5.5-point favorite. Patriots money early in the week. We're now sitting basically Bills minus four with a total of 43.5. So under got hit a little bit, and the Patriots got bet a little bit. Obviously, the two teams split their meetings last year, each winning at the opposing team's stadium. Where are you at here on Thursday night football with the Bills only a 4-point favorite right now?
Ken, I'm stuck here. I thought the number when it came out was pretty good at 5.5. And there was somebody who I talked with and respect a ton on Sunday night. I got a message, and it was like, love New England in this spot. And I was shocked. I didn't fully understand it. And I think that sentiment has been shared a lot so far early in the week. As you mentioned, we're down to four. I don't know how much of this is just matchup based and familiarity and what you mentioned last year with those meetings being split. How much of this might be from Thanksgiving Thursday when the Patriots looked really good offensively and kind of surprised us? How much the Patriots being number one in defense after week 12 so far this season goes into this? I don't know. I thought 5.5 was right. And to me, probably a game we'll talk about, the Jets Vikings, but that Vikings defense is horrible. And the Patriots offense prior to that, they had nothing going against decent defenses. The Bills are certainly a decent defense, top 10. I just can't help but feel that they looked a lot better than they might actually be against a really bad Vikings defense. And maybe that's fueling this a little bit, but I mean, not enough value here, but I'm a little surprised to see this coming down so significantly in favor of New England so far.
Yeah, I feel like I almost certainly would have a bet on the Buffalo Bills coming up on Thursday night. Chern, we will make sure we get to the Jets and Vikings, and maybe that's going to be your answer to this question. We can cover it here. But once we get past Thursday and we go to Sunday, we can even do Monday night if you want with the Bucks and the Saints as well. What is currently your favorite look on the board, either Sunday or Monday night in Week 13 in the National Football League?
So I like Pittsburgh minus one on the road at Atlanta. If you want to take the money line at minus 120, that's fine. I think there's a couple things going on with the Steelers that aren't fully priced in as they sit here at four and seven after last night's win. So the first thing is obviously their offensive numbers for the season. You have to take out the Mitch Trubisky stuff. That skews the numbers a little bit. But second is that this offense has played the most difficult schedule of opposing defenses all season. It has been brutal when you look at their schedule. Every game but one so far this season against an above-average defense, and they've played seven different games against defenses that currently rank inside the top 10. So it hasn't been easy for Pittsburgh. There's been some weather games that they've been forced to play in. And this is kind of like the big reprieve for them. They go on the road to Atlanta to play their easiest defensive opponent of the season by far. This is an Atlanta team that's bottom three in defense. And we've seen teams just walk up and down the field against this Falcons defense all season. And I really think the Steelers offense out of the bye with a lot of their young pieces were able to sort a lot of things out. We've seen them play indoors now twice this season, and they've looked really good when they've been doing it. And so I think it's another week here where the Steelers are going to be able to move the football, and this defense matched up against the Falcons offense, I think it's going to have a lot of success too as it continues to get healthier with TJ Watt now fully back. So I like the Steelers here at minus one.
Okay. Steelers at the Falcons, obviously a market that's kind of like been fully opened after last night's game, which I was just typing in the chat. Nick and I didn't. We came on the show. The U.S. is playing in their match against Iran. We didn't even talk about last night's Monday Night Football game, but most notably Jeff Saturday, comma, timeout caller, which was really just an unbelievable storyline of last night's game, Adam.
It would be non-timeout caller would be more.
Well, that's what I mean. Just timeout decision maker, right? That's just like a late game decision maker, Jeff Saturday. Like pretty interesting the way the final plays of that game against the Steelers turned out. Adam, we have a couple really, really good games in the 4 o'clock Eastern time window coming up on Sunday. Maybe get your thoughts on both of them. First one would be the Dolphins and the 49ers, where I guess I made a really bad bet in this game, like a terrible bet, apparently, just based on the market movement so far. So the number first comes out, and it's San Francisco minus four. And Nick and I both make the game San Francisco minus three. We both bet Miami in the game. And now, basically today, it's all San Francisco, and we're back up to four again. Even a couple of the fours are juiced in a couple places. So kind of like first move down, next move, and this is still early in the week, back up again. San Francisco, a four-point favorite at home against the Dolphins, and the total is 46. What about this game?
So you're right. It is back and forth. It is still early. I bet San Francisco at 3.5 this morning.
Mm.
And the reason – that churn. So we're
killing our closing line value churn. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, we got some disagreement here, but what I will say in this game too, kind of on the same sentiment as the Steelers, is this is going to be a big test for Miami. So their offense is fantastic. There's no denying that. When you have two under center, they've looked fantastic all season long. And so like the Steelers, there's some noise in that overall number, which is still really, really good. But to me, I was looking at this, and it's 4 weeks in a row for the Dolphins scoring more than 30 points. But they have played defenses that rank 32nd, 31st, 29th, and 25th in that time span. And so I can't help but think there's a little bit here where the Dolphins may be getting a little bit too much respect. And I'm saying like a point here, kind of inflated. But also, I just think it's a big step up for the Dolphins going against their most difficult defensive opponent of the season. It's really the first time that Tua has seen an elite pass rush in the league as well this season. He's got by pretty easily with that schedule so far. So I think that's a big test. And the other thing I'd say here, McDaniel's been great as a head coach, but if there's a team that surprise element of what he brings to the table is not going to exist, it's here against Kyle Shanahan, who obviously worked with him last year. And so I think that plays a factor in this game as well. So I'm on the other side here, but I played San Francisco at 3.5, and I'd still look at that at four.
You bet here with Nick and Ken on a terrific Football Tuesday, talking week 13 with our good friend Adam Chernoff of the Simple Handicap Podcast. Chern is on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. Chern, the other game that Ken alluded to in the 4 o'clock Eastern window on Sunday, that's going to be awesome. Rematch of the AFC Championship game as Kansas City takes on Cincinnati. Chiefs, a 2.5-point road favor, total 52.5. Any bets for you with the Chiefs and Bengals?
No bets for me. Interesting to see Cincinnati get bet so early in the week. It wasn't even really like the full three either. And so there was kind of a jump here to take Cincinnati, which, again, similar to Buffalo, New England, I didn't see that coming in this spot, considering how good Kansas City has looked despite the injuries. Whether this is just a complete disagreement with the number, whether this is knowing that Ja'Marr Chase is going to be back on the field and how big of a difference that makes for Cincinnati. Not sure of the extent or the reasoning behind the move, but it's significant to see the Bengals get bet this early in the week. But to me, if I'm looking at this number, similar to kind of what you alluded to, Ken, if this gets lower, or in the Bills Pats game you alluded, if it gets lower, you kind of have to look to the Bills on Thursday. I would be looking here, similar if it gets lower, you kind of have to bet KC if it gets below the two here.
And it'll be interesting to follow the market throughout the week on this game. Obviously, like right around the key number of three, does it come back again? What happens when we get an injury report, especially on Kansas City, who's had a bunch of injuries, especially on offense the last couple of weeks? That'll be really interesting. We did the Chiefs game already, Adam, and we did the Bills game earlier. They play on Thursday night. Interesting kind of subplot futures-wise to this week. This is basically the first week where the Chiefs have had lower odds to win the Super Bowl than the Buffalo Bills. That hasn't been true the entire year. Basically, Bills have been the favorite the entire time. Chiefs in several sportsbooks have overtaken Buffalo as the most likely team. Now, obviously, part of that is if you think the Chiefs are going to be the one, then they're going to host all the games, so they're a little more likely to win. But I'll just throw it out to you. Let's call them both. I'll make it easier. We'll call them both plus 450 right now. Some kind of like round, even round number. I think at MGM, it's KC 4, Buffalo like 460 or 440 or something. But like we'll call it even like the same price, 450 each. You can bet on either team right now to win the Super Bowl, Buffalo or Kansas City, at these odds. Same price for both, plus 450, Bills or Chiefs. You have to bet one. Which one are you betting?
Fun question. Off the top of my head, I don't remember the remaining schedule for either. But with all of that said, it seems like it's a bit of an overreaction to the Bills' last 3 to 4 weeks where they've had some injuries. Allen's obviously been dealing with the elbow issue. There's been some uncertainty there. The Chiefs, as you mentioned, have had their wide receivers banged up and those skill positions have been hurt. But I still feel like the Bills have been playing in spite of a lot of different injury issues and missing pieces that they've had. And it's a team that can still kind of peak defensively as we get into the latter portion of the season. To me, the Chiefs, they've just been fantastic the entire season. If I'm forced to put on the spot here, I still think I got to go Buffalo in this situation. But it's put me on the spot here. I still feel like Buffalo has a little bit to achieve here yet and round into form defensively.
I think both Ken and I would agree with that. I think both of us like Buffalo more than Kansas City as well. Churn, do want to do Jets-Vikings here. Vikings a 3-point favorite at home against what a do, baby, the Iceman Mike White and your New York Jets. Total here is 45.5. I love the Jets in this game, and like I think the number's correct. Like, I think Minnesota, 3-point favorite, totally fine, but intuitively, I really like the Jets. They're your favorite team. How do you feel about it with Mike White just slice and dice the Chicago Bears, now goes to play indoors against Minnesota? Any bets for you with the Vikings and the Jets?
It's always tough in betting media and just thinking as a fan generally is like the long-term view and then like what are we going to bet on this week view. And I'm still concerned here with this Mike White situation because I feel like the end to this season could potentially lead the Jets into making a weird decision about him being the guy in the future. I'm not saying he's not, but I think that when you look at the schedule and the situation that Mike White was put into last week, if there's a defense you want a backup quarterback coming in to face, it's the Bears. And Chicago loses their best defender, Eddie Jackson, midway through the second quarter. Any quarterback in the league is moving the ball in that situation. But it was also the first game in about 2 months that the Jets had wide receiver 1, 2, and 3 on the field in their normal positions. Elijah Moore moves to the slot.
It are you makes making a, really a big case difference. For Zach Wilson here? Like, are you? Really,
I am not. Is this like is a not pro a Zach Wilson case.
Case? Then what is no. it here? Like, what? Where's this going here?
Where this is going is, I think Mike White is going to look a lot better than he might be because the Jets had a very easy game against the Bears. They get a very easy Viking secondary, and they have two more defenses along the way that are bottom five. So, like, we're going to get maybe into this bit of, like, false security at the end as Jets fans where we're like, Mike White is the guy. I don't know if he is. He's won two games and had two good performances, mostly checking down the ball and hitting wide open receivers against bad defenses. All of that said, that's the long-term, short-term, Nick, I'm with you in this spot. Now, I will say the number, just based on where the Jets are compared to what the Pats were on Thursday, we saw the Pats rated higher than the Jets in the market twice in the last 4 weeks. New England closed 2.5 on the road at Minnesota Thanksgiving Thursday. The Jets are essentially being rated the same. So I think there's been an upgrade here for Mike White, but I think just the way this Jets team is operating, how bad the Vikings defense is, they lose another corner today to IR. I think the Jets, again, can move the football, but I don't want it to be this long-term hope-building scheme that Mike White is running here for us Jets fans.
Yeah, you're right. You'd much rather roll into next season with Zach Wilson as the quarterback. That
no, I don't. I'm just saying we're gonna kind of be in a false sense of security here with Mike.
Why can't you just like let the good times roll, buddy? And let me ask you this, Churn. Give me like a 2 second answer here. If Mike White starts both games against the Patriots, how many of those games did the Jets win?
Still zero.
Oh,
still zero.
Are you kidding? They win both if Mike White plays. No, they win both.
I know it's come on. It's still they maybe they squeak one up the
Mike
first
White
one.
Plays. Okay. They win both.
Hey, you're high
who's
on
returning
White.
Punts for the Patriots? Somebody different?
The Jets would have more than 2 yards of offense in the second. I don't even care. I'm not a Jets fan. I'm just saying. Churn, we appreciate you, brother. Check out the Simple Handicap podcast. It is fantastic. He's on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. Churn joined us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Churn's got to get with the program here with What It Do, Baby, the Iceman, Mike White. Churn, he'll have your mouth looking something like a disco ball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.